I saw your radio show.
Andrew,
what is
your
it,
mom talk to you? You sound kind of creepy.
No, I just... It's the ADD.
Oh, my God. Cry for help.
Right.
And we're ignoring it.
He's adding.
Hey, what's your idea for a show name? Don't kill anyone tonight.
No, actually, I got kind of two. One of the other guys suggested Broken Silence.
Yes.
So it doesn't sound like a Lifetime movie.
Yes.
Call it Breaking the Silence.
Yeah,
Breaking
the Silence. Exactly like a Lifetime
See, I would have went for Breaking the Wind.
I like
that's
not...
Not that bad.
It's not that bad.
You're listening to Not That Bad on the talk station. Kind of fits. What was he?
Talking with Silent Bob.
Talking with Silent Bob.
Andrew, those are some good ideas.
But
I really
still,
like
at least he
ideas.
Brought two.
Is your mom
Andrew
and dad home?
Andrew, you're working at about a two right now. We need to bring you up to a six.
Ouch.
Yeah. You're using your inside voice, aren't you?
Yeah, I got some people sleeping on me.
On you? Andrew, you should be concerned with names of radio shows if people are sleeping on you.
Okay. Yeah, I wished.
You're awesome, sir.
Andrew, I think
What's
I really like you.
Oh, my God.
I hope this relationship doesn't go too far, though.
Andrew, are you going to make a skin suit out of me if we ever meet?
Give me a number, bro.
Dead silence is really good after that question.
Color's right for me.
What?
I don't know if your skin for me.
Okay, Andrew.
I could have sworn he said it puts the lotion on his skin and puts it in the basket.
The fact that he had a weird answer.
On his skin.
Oh, my God.
Maddie.
Hey, Andrew, it's cool.
Maddie, we're all using our inside voice.
It's all good.
Well, we had a comment about Kevin's movies, too.
Well, actually, more about his career, film career in general. George Lucas has said he's not going to make the last three episodes of Star Wars. Would you be interested in directing those?
Oh, heavens no, sir. Were you listening to some of those Ain't It Cool News talkbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's go to theatrical with the Star Wars. Because, and they were, you know, you just compared to those first three, forget it. That's a fool's errand, sir. It's like bringing Coles to Newcastle.
But Andrew and Blanket Man as Jedis would be
That'd
sweet.
Be awesome.
Come on, Blanket Man. We have to go take care of whatever planet is in danger.
And Blanket Man only speaks.
He just types to him.
He only
I have to take care of Blanket Boy.
Exclamations and talks about his kid.
Blanket Man, seriously, my legging. I don't know what to do. I have a name for the land speeder. Is that cool?
Yeah. Just say name for the land speeder.
I have some jetting on me, so I can't talk too loud. Is that cool? All right, Blanket Man. You're my best friend. Don't make me so angry all the time.
I'll say Jedi as long as Lindsay Lohan's the female lead.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan. She makes me so excited.
Andrew, I think we're finished here.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you.
Bye, Andrew.
I liked him.
Andrew had a lot of pep. A lot of pep. I like that.
That's your best call so far, sir.
Good hustle, Andrew. Good hustle. Can we talk to Kenji in Lakewood? I think that's back in New Jersey, Steve, isn't it? He wants to talk about hockey. What's up, Kenji?
Hey, what's up?
Are you in Lakewood, New Jersey?
No, I'm actually Lakewood, California.
All right, then we don't want to talk to you. I just wanted to talk to somebody in New Jersey.
Jay and I are from New Jersey.
Yeah, let's try to chat amongst ourselves.
Here's some questions anyway.
Hey, do anyone have a name for this show? Kevin Smith Show is just kind of weak. Kevin Smith Show, the KSS, forget that. Call us, 888-9710. Give us a name for the show, would you? Something better than the Kevin Smith Show. Something a little more democratic. So far, we have Cluster F, and that F stands for savings. Poo Fetish, P-O-O-H, I should say. Musicology with Kevin and Bri.
Yes.
Radio Askew, Chronically Blunt, Smith Muse Lynch Review. That was terrible. You've missed a few names, though, sir.
I'm sorry.
Not so bad.
Not so bad.
Yeah,
I like
sorry,
that
I
one. Not so
I
bad.
I started the second card.
Can we talk to Jermaine? Because he's been on for like an hour, and he just wants to say Amityville is good. I'm going to spoil what he wants to talk about, but...
Do it up. Jermaine, was Amityville good?
Hey, what's that? Hey, it was good.
See, you guys didn't want to take the call.
You made Muse very happy. What was good? Is that it? He's just done? We lost him.
Oh, my God, that's the best.
That was fantastic.
I love Jermaine.
He hung on that long just to say Amityville was
what
good.
What did he say, though? He's like, my name's
Amityville was good.
My name ain't you.
Andrew was just blown out of the water.
Let's take Jennifer's call from Delaware.
All right, you talk to her. You take the call. Field it.
Jennifer.
Field it.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Jennifer, you're talking to Kevin Smith and Brian Lynch, but I'm going to let you talk to Jason Mewes. He's going to handle the girly calls. Go, sir.
Oh, I don't know.
But hold on, you guys. I have a suggestion for the name first.
Did you say a suggestion?
Why don't you guys
No, she literally did say suggestion. I wasn't flirting. I was correcting her grammar. Suggestion show.
What?
No, that makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't like it. Hang up.
Oh, heavens. You're not. I thought you'd be much better with the girl callers than that.
I didn't get to say anything. She's
like, try out Marion right now. Marion on line three. She's all yours. Hi, Marion.
Hi.
You're talking to Kevin and Brian Lynch on the Kevin Smith Show, but I'm going to turn you over to Jason Mewes on the Jason Mewes Show.
Wow. Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Hey.
I'm actually good friends with Maddie, and I'm just calling
Maddie B?
Maddie Stout, your producer.
Oh, hey.
Oh, no, you're not. Hang up
I
on
am.
Her.
He tells us no in-jokes and no inside
his friends
call.
His friends call it.
I didn't.
What, boy, nobody, it's all friends and family. I have next up, you know, hey, we got Grace in Florida. Hi, Tiger. I'm very proud of you. How
Don't
do I get into one of your movies?
Says.
Let's hear about the Westwood.
David, call?
Let's hear about David. That's what I meant.
What we need is more callers. We need more people calling in. We need more people to suggest names for the show. Call us at 888-9710. I know you're out there. 888-9710. Kevin Smith Show. You're talking to Kevin Smith, Brian Lynch, Jason Mewes. Let's, you want to take another one?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's take David in Yorba Linda. Such an odd town name.
Hey, what's up?
David, how are you, sir?
Yo, what's up, David?
Yeah, I love Dogma, man. Best movie ever.
Thank you. Ever?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, David?
All right.
Hey, yo, what's up, David?
You just opened a new Jay and Silent Bob secret stash in L.A. I just want, is there, like, a website? Because I need to know how to get there.
We did open it back in September. Yeah, you can probably get directions from
MapQuest. MapQuest.
Do you need a website to find directions? Because not every store has
not
one.
Enough. I need like a phone number
or an address.
What
or
is the phone just... number? I can give you the phone number. Actually, I have it here. Hold on.
I'll give you the address. You
there
can
is this thing called
MapQuest.
411 though. But...
There's a phone book that they started doing this year.
Stash West 310-824-1373. You call them and get directions tomorrow.
Sir, do you have a computer? MapQuest 1045 West. Westwood Boulevard.
This is the easiest way to find it, sir. You find it go to Westwood Boulevard in Westwood, and it's right across the street from Chili's and from Victoria's Secret.
You're giving directions now.
I know. That's. I mean.
Thanks.
We had Sarah on line three.
Rob has
gone.
a show name.
Rob, you got a show name?
What happened to Sarah?
Why don't you guys call it Snowballing?
I like that. Snowballing. Write that down, sir. Snowballing without the G, right? With a little apostrophe at the end after the N.
Exactly.
It's very street.
I like it. It's urban. It gives a street cred. You would have liked all my music cues coming in and out of the breaks. Well, really, in out of the breaks where it was like all like Public Enemy. Ooh. I had a little King Diamond, sir. I had some Run DMC. I had some
Dougie Fresh.
No, I didn't have any.
I
Dougie
just saw
Fresh.
Dougie Fresh last night.
How was it?
Awesome.
Was it all right?
Where'd
yeah,
you see
he did the show. He sung the song. The show. It was at Avalon.
I'm so shocked
awesome.
That he sang one of the only songs that he's famous for.
Well, no. Well,
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Exactly. That's like...
It was awesome.
Like
I'm saying
it's
like Skynyrd doing Freebird.
I couldn't
right?
believe
sir,
it.
Sir, come on.
It came
I'm
up for the encore.
Exciting.
See, this is what happens when Jay talks, then you immediately shoot him down. That's why he's so quiet.
I know, dude. Come on.
I'm not hating. I'm loving. So what did...
Who
how
says
was,
he necessarily have to do that song?
If they didn't, so that would be like you
DMC,
showing
though.
Up and not being like, snooch to the nooch.
I don't.
Which,
I
by the way, Jay has not done.
Yeah,
he hasn't
see?
Done once. He, wait, when
hey,
the mic goes
go.
Off, he totally does. The whole ride
oh,
home,
crazy.
Snooch to the nooch, snooch to the nooch, snooch to the nooch.
Crazy.
I'm like, all right, dude, save it, save it.
You're crazy.
Save it for the next movie.
All right, we're going to take the next call, Leo.
Leo? Leo the film freak, man. I was on Leo's show. How are you, Leo?
Hey, pal. You sounding good.
I'm dying without you, sir. Dying without you. Without your leadership.
Oh, stop it, stop it.
I actually
came up with the definitive name for the Kevin Smith Show, and I'm very proud of it.
What is it, sir? Hit me.
I made sure not to put it up on the line so Jason wouldn't shout it out.
Because he totally would have spoiled it.
It works on different levels. How about Jersey Grill?
Jersey Grill. I like that. Write that down, Maddie. Jersey
Grill. Like something you can be grilling somebody like in their face or like a...
We can cook burgers.
we can get a grill here show barbecue.
We can bring a hibachi in here and cook while we're talking.
Be good for us. I mean,
it sucks. It's all right.
I like it. I dig Jersey Grill.
I'll tell you it sucks.
We need more names like that. More names like Leo's name. Jersey Grill rocks. Call in. 888-9710.
Take my advice. Don't call your show the Film Freak Show because be careful what you wish for. It might stick. So just don't go lame. Don't go lame with the name.
That's Leo's show. It's called The Film Freak.
No, I figured.
Have you ever listened to it?
Yeah, I listened to it. It was on tonight right before this show, right? A couple hours before.
I think.
I enjoyed it.
Where are you, Leo? How come you weren't in the studio?
I was doing a show from the Staples Center. I don't know what the fit was there from Arena Football. And they said, Leo live from the Staples Center. I'm like, all right. You'll find that out. They're going to have you doing shows from the weirdest places.
I'm never going to do a show from anywhere weird.
How do you like being on that side of the mic?
Except beneath a guy. I've been behind the mic before, sir. On your very show, I was behind the mic. But I'm sitting where you sitting where you were sitting, which is actually kind of hot. You got a lot more toys on your side.
Well, I'll tell you, we did it for 2 hours, and I just had a ball, and it just sounds like you guys are having a fun, loose conversation, and that's the kind of crap that you just cannot tune out from. So,
Leo, could you not curse to make your point, please?
All right, guys, you keep rocking.
It's, rules of radio.
Thanks, Leo. Thanks for checking in. That's Leo. He does the Film Freak show here on Talk Station.
The curse freak is what Leo is.
Sir, just because the dude says crap.
Dude, now you?
Not like he said F.
Saw Leo
S
do it, and you're like, I have to follow.
Or nuts.
Oh, my Lord.
Gabriel, in Redondo Beach. You're probably a guy, right? Line one. What you got, Gabriel?
Hey, what's going on? I just got a name for the show. It's called The Skinny. Like, what's the skinny?
I like that. It's ironic, because I'm not. Skinny.
He didn't occur to him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you're right. You're pretty fat.
This is awkward.
I like
it. Dude, that's it. Like, what's the skinny?
I like it, sir.
He's still
selling
it.
What's the skinny?
How else could we say it?
What's the fatty?
Yeah, right. Or you can say,
Gabriel, you
got to
turn down your radio, sir. I'm hearing myself in your
headphones. It's like a remix.
It is kind of, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got a fatty right here.
You got a fatty right there? What's it like, sir? Thanks. What's it like?
What's her name? What's her name?
Oh, man, it's Purple Kush. Name.
Right on, sir.
All right.
Good talking to Gabriel.
Not really. I didn't like it.
Yeah, you didn't like Gabriel?
I didn't like Gabriel.
Oh, I like when they call in, they're mellow.
I know, like when they Andrew talk was about, the most mellow.
I like when they Andrew had no pulse.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Andrew was one foot in the grave. Andrew was like, brains. We want to talk to Paul on line two from Torrance. Danny isn't here, Mrs. Torrance. I'm just going to rock that same joke every time.
Paul, could you be really excitable?
Yeah, sure. Hey, well, this is great. Great groundbreaking show.
All right, take it down.
Great idea. I wonder if you're going to make a movie where you just sit there and read a book.
Yeah.
That's great.
Anyway, I got a name for
you're
you.
You're doing ace.
Paul, do you write comedy for a living?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, I mean, okay.
You missed your calling, sir. What's the show name?
Are You Open?
Are You Open? I like that.
I'm Clerks.
Put that down.
Sir?
That's the best.
I like when people explain it. Thank you for clearing that up.
I didn't know if you knew the movie.
I'm not too familiar with it. Small picture, black and white, not my thing.
By
I always
way,
confuse that with I always confuse that movie with Schindler's List.
You have to use Google Maps now, man. MapQuest is old.
No, sir. MapQuest rocks.
See you later, Ace.
I'm putting my hold. Upstairs.
Is Nikki on line one? Nikki? Hey.
Hey, oh my gosh, am I on already with you guys?
You sure are. You're in Houston? We should say, like, we're getting callers from all over the place. Nobody from, well, we've had a few from kind of the L.A. area, but...
Torrance.
Torrance.
Well,
you got fans all over the place.
You have fans I'm chatting with in chat room right now that are from, like, Australia and stuff.
Don't, please, you can't mention the website.
I'm sorry.
Maddie very
I won't
upset.
Do it again.
The producer's like, we're not putting on a show for your friends and fans and friends. Which is friends and fans.
But I kind of wonder who you are putting on a show for, then, if you're not putting a show on for your fans.
That's what I keep telling
the world.
The suggestion was just made that you call the show Gum in the Locks.
Gum in the Locks.
Oh, gosh.
From Clerks. Okay.
Nikki, what are you still doing up in Houston at this time of night?
Listening to you.
Really?
Stripper.
Yes.
She's a
stripper. I came all the way up to L.A. for Vulgarthon.
Did you?
Yeah, you
How
was my
Vulgarthon for those who aren't fans on the website, including Maddie, who's a non-fan? It was a little film festival we had last month where we showed a bunch of our movies and stuff like that.
Had a great time.
Did you have a good time?
Much.
Did you hook up while you were there?
Oh, no.
No? You
That's
married?
That's not why I was going there. Oh, no, sir.
No? But so you would have hooked up if you met somebody halfway decent?
That's not why I was there.
But I know that's not why you were there, but would you have hooked up if you found somebody halfway decent?
If there had been... I don't know. No comment.
I don't think so.
You should comment.
I think I tried, sir.
Did you?
No, I didn't try, no.
No, I think I tried.
Muse is maintaining he tried on you.
And you,
oh, okay.
you were
well,
having
you know, I met him. I
he
had
tried
a
you on.
With him, so, you know.
So if you didn't go to Vulgarthon to hook up, what the hell did you go to Vulgarthon for?
Brian Lynch asking a good question. Say
I'm
it
sorry?
Again.
To see the movies.
I have nothing to say to that.
Jeff All Anderson right. and Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
I'm not following you. I went to hook up.
Did it pan out?
Yes.
Well, you remember Kevin better Smith. Than anyone.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did it hurt. Nikki, thanks for calling in. Call in, everybody. 888-9710. Kevin Smith Show on the talk station. This is Kevin Smith over there. Brian Lynch, say hello.
Hello.
And Jason Mewes.
Hey.
Oh, that's his pimp voice right there.
Hey.
I got me a bad blister on my foot because I started walking on the treadmill and stuff like that. I put on the wrong sneakers.
Are you hinting that you want me to do something for that?
Could you lance it?
Yes, I would love to.
What does one do? We were talking about before we left the house. What does one do for a blister?
You know, I usually pop it, but you're not supposed to.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah, you are.
Why do you
really?
Say so?
Why?
I don't know if I want to take my medical advice from the likes of you, though.
Why not, sir? I've seen a lot of doctors and stuff.
You know what? You have a point. Maybe
know a lot
right.
about medicine.
Legal?
Right, you're like, pop it, rub some heroin on it. That'll make it feel good.
Take two oxys and it'll go away.
Listen
sir.
To Dr. Muse. Krista in Hollywood, line
actually
one.
Got it. Okay.
Let's take her and then we'll
no,
take her.
She's from Hollywood.
Krista's from Hollywood.
Hey, I went to the opening for your secret stash.
It
and
is
I'm...
all fans.
No. I mean, I'm a fan, but whatever. But I have names for the show.
Okay.
Never in my life have I seen an end of the line sign, but when we got there, we actually saw a guy at the end of your line holding an end of the line sign.
Right.
It was awesome.
So hence your suggestion for the radio show name would be?
Okay. It's greener.
So it had nothing to do with the end of the line sign? Yeah, that was a real bait and switch.
Well, no, like, it's greener with, you know, you guys.
Hey.
Or...
Krista, about that end of the line story, what was that about?
Yeah.
Well, I went to go see you guys for the. Opening.
I remember that part,
no,
but
you
why?
Told us.
Yeah, but why tell the story? Brian's asking.
Why tell you guys that I saw the end of the line sign?
Yeah. What does that mean? The significance of the end of the line sign?
I've never seen an end of the line sign before, and it was like they actually had to put somebody out there to say, no, you can't stand in line to see them anymore.
That is amazing.
I got to admit, I thought the story was boring the first time, but the second time it was
when
amazing.
When it was re-explained. Yeah. Krista, is that your only show name?
No, I have another one.
Let's hear it.
Uniting Tomorrow.
What?
Uniting Tomorrow.
Uniting Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, my god.
Sounds like a cult.
Explain that.
Like, you know how, like, donors unite tomorrow?
No.
Or
no.
procrastinators unite tomorrow?
No. I thought you meant since we're on so tomorrow. Late, we unite yesterday and tomorrow.
Hey, Chris, I heard it says here you have a story about an end of a line sign. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, my gosh, didn't I just tell you?
No, I don't remember.
No way, Broseph!
We got to take a break from
we're
the likes of
tomorrow.
Krista, Kevin Smith Show on the talk station.
Hit me! Silent Bob won't shut up. It's the Kevin Smith Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
That's a little PE right there.
Yeah. And over it, Silent Bob won't shut up.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. Kevin Smith here with Brian Lynch, Jason Mewes, and we got a guest who we're going to bring in a second, but I got to take this call from Sarah on line 6 because Sarah is my radio mentor. She's a chick that I did the Alice Morning Radio show with up in San Francisco. Sarah, I know you're sitting there going, boy, my job is not threatened at all right now.
Absolutely not. I think you sound fantastic.
You're out of your mind. The only reason you would call to say nice things is because I'm tanking.
No, you're not. And you know what's funny is I know exactly what Maddie is doing to you right now. He's telling you it's the CF. He's like, oh, it's too inside.
Oh, yes.
He's crazy. He's nuts. Don't
he told
to
me
him.
It was too inside, and then a friend of his called into the show.
No, it's really funny. And I actually think that you, because you asked me to be on the show with you when you
did
a little tryout. And then as soon as I said yes, you canceled on me. Just trying to get me to say yes so he can shoot me down.
Oh, my goodness.
Pass the ball, Sarah. Pass the ball. I did not shoot you down. It was Maddie who said that the Infinity people were like, we've heard him on the radio with her. We need to hear him by himself. And boy, what
well,
a mistake that was.
Well, you're not by yourself, though. You have, you know.
I got a killer support team.
You do. Are these guys interested in doing a show with you, or is it just, you know, you were just too scared to be alone?
I guess both. I guess a little
Sarah,
of both.
I don't know if you've heard, but I write Winnie the Pooh, and I don't have time for radio.
I heard.
That's Brian Lynch, Sarah.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, say hello to Jason Mewes.
Nice to meet you guys.
Oh.
You're
what are you doing up so late? Don't you have kids?
Yeah, I do. Well, I stayed up specifically to listen to you.
She's a drunk.
You're too sweet.
I was so upset. And then Maddie calls me today. He's like, oh, dude, I'm at Kevin Smith's house, and it's awesome.
It is awesome.
Like, I left Maddie alone in the house. We had a shindig. A friend of mine, Paul Dini. Mm-hmm. You know Paul Dini, guy writes for
Batman Lost.
Writes for Batman animated series and Lost, and he won a few Emmys, and he created the character named Harley Quinn.
I'm sure he's very important.
He's a very important guy in animation and in the geek communities and circles that we travel in. Anyway, he got engaged to a magician named Misty. Oh. How awesome
I was hoping it was
that?
David Blaine. I just think that visual is cute. Paul Dini bringing David Blaine to parties.
If that was like, yeah. Hey, I got engaged to a magician. I'm like, where is she? She's like, here
just
he is.
Looking
and
at
he was
you.
In a box, not eating and stuff. And Brits were throwing eggs at him and whatnot.
So Maddie couldn't go?
So, Maddie didn't want to go. He's putting the show together. And so we left him alone in the house. I just had visions of Maddie running around and masturbating in every room he could.
I am missing stuff, sir.
Did you go check your belongings and whatnot?
There's stuff missing from my room.
You live with Kevin?
Yes.
Really?
I'll be living there until I'm 50 at least.
He's got a nice room.
Muse told me the other day that he's just like, I like living here. You don't have to pay rent. Which is a kind of honest observation.
So who's your big guest you have coming in?
Who's our big guest is sitting there, look at you, doing the job for me from across.
And also, where are all the games? Hello?
You know, you notice there's a severe lack of games, right?
There are no games.
We had a few lined up. I didn't want to jump on the games. That's so your thing.
Why don't you play one with Sarah?
You want to play a game, Sarah?
Yeah, where's that liner at? Hold on.
And now, another stupid game
look
with
at that.
Kevin Smith.
How can it really be another stupid game when this is the first game we played? Yeah, Sarah, you ready to play Atheist or Not with me?
Okay.
The prize will be a Jennie-O turkey that you sent to me.
Really?
I'm going to send it back. No, I'll send you a DVD if you win.
Thank you. Great.
I didn't say what the DVD would be, though.
Just something from your
It's collection. Called Huge Cans.
Wow, right up my alley.
The game is called Atheist or Not. I'm going to read you some names. You tell me whether or not they're atheists. Ready?
Okay.
Or should we bring somebody else? Should we bring a caller?
Yeah, let a caller play against
Would you mind playing against somebody else as well?
No, that's fine. Atheism is my specialty.
Okay, let's grab...
Or Josh, he's been on line... Michael's been on line.
Michael's been holding the longest. Michael on line 3 from Georgia. Michael, you really in Georgia?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Sarah. Oh, we hung up on her.
Oh, my. Could you get Sarah back? We need her. Michael, you want to play a game?
Sure.
All right. You were going to ask me if I still like movies? Yeah, I do.
Well, I was going to ask if it was difficult staying a fan, you know, of movies.
No, not really. I like them. I like them a lot.
You ever think about doing any video games?
Nah, never.
No?
What do you mean by do?
Well, I mean like George Romero's doing...
Just playing them.
City of the Dead or Land of the Dead or something like that.
He's doing a video game called Land of the Dead?
Yeah.
Coincide with his movie?
Yeah,
I can't think of a better segue than that to speak to our very special guests.
I'm in Land of the Dead.
Are you in Land of the Dead?
I am essentially in it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Edgar Wright, the gentleman who is largely responsible for Shaun of the Dead. He was the director. I don't know. Do you subscribe to the auteur theory or no?
I'd be a semi-auteur.
Semi-auteur.
I directed it and co-wrote it and picked all the music, but I am not in it. So I can't be a complete auteur.
Is that what auteur has to be in the movie?
I don't know. I think auteur does everything.
Really?
I didn't do the catering.
Right.
I did some of the editing. But
did
like,
you do anybody in the cast? Because that's...
No, I thought about it.
Right. Just didn't do it, though?
No.
Didn't make the commitment?
No.
You listen to Kevin Smith here on the Kevin Smith Show that we're desperately trying to rename on the talk station. I'm talking to Brian Lynch, I'm talking to Jason Mewes, and I'm talking to Edgar Wright, who just joined us. And now we're going to play a game. Edgar, do you want to play with us?
Yeah, okay.
We have Sarah back.
We have Sarah back, too. Why can't everybody play?
Everybody can play.
We got three people.
Play.
So do we still have Michael?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Michael, you're here. Sarah, you're still there?
I'm here.
Atheist or not? And then we got...
Play the sounder.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
And now, another stupid game.
Sarah, do you hear how
Kevin
proud he is?
Smith.
You know how proud he is of that liner?
He's so proud of those, he played them on our show on Friday.
Did he really? Did you play them on the air up there?
Oh, yeah.
You teased it?
By the way, Sarah?
Yeah.
I got a great poop story for you about Kevin's house.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I'll save it for our show.
Great.
Don't do it here where we could use it, where we're floundering. Take it to her.
Anybody wants to hear about skid marks here?
Atheist or not? Is it the upstairs bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a good poop story about that, too. It involves J-Lo.
You could call your show Poop Shoot.
That's true. We could call the show Poop Shoot, couldn't we? Atheist or not is the game. Sarah, Michael, and Edgar, I'm going to give you names, and you're going to tell me whether these people are atheists or not. Edgar, you might be at a bit of a loss because some of these cats are pretty, you're pretty up on pop culture, though.
We'll see.
We'll see. Adam Carolla, starting with Edgar.
I have no idea who that is.
Beautiful. Like I said. Michael, Adam Carolla, atheist or not?
Not.
Okay. Write that down, Manny. Sarah?
I'll say he is.
Of course you will.
I don't know who he is, but can I take a guess?
Yes.
I'd say he is an atheist.
And you're so, copying me.
He is. We all just want to be you so badly. Did you know that Sarah made out with Eddie Van Halen once?
I know who he is.
Eddie Van Halen, atheist or not?
Oh, is he on the list?
Yeah, no. But I just threw them in.
I'll say no, he's not an atheist.
Eddie Van Halen, good kisser or not?
He's good with his hands. He's good with his fingers, surely.
Sarah?
I actually don't know about his fingers. He was, I can't even remember it. It was like 1,000 years ago.
I like that story.
I remember.
Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla is an atheist. Do we have any bells and whistles? Oh, right on. Yes. All over it. Okay, here we go. Seth Green, Jason Mewes' arch enemy. Seth Green.
How would you say that, sir?
Seth, because he almost took your role in Mallrats.
Yeah.
Scott Evil.
Scott Evil. Very, very good. So you're up on
That's not the answer to the question, though.
Scott Green.
That's
atheist?
Not... Okay, sorry.
Atheist or not, Edgar?
I'd say he is an atheist.
You
he's
would.
Scott Evil.
There you go. I don't know if that's a valid enough reason to say he is an atheist. Just because he played a guy named Scott Evil. Mike?
Atheist.
Sarah?
I'll just say not an atheist to go against the tide.
I'd say he is.
But no, you're not playing.
I know, but I want to say it anyway.
I don't think he is either. For
now there are like 19 people playing the game.
This is the only one I'm doing.
Kim's going to last two hours as we just go around.
This kid's religion is really important to me, and I'm going to take a stand and say that he's not.
He's not?
Yeah.
You'd be wrong, because he is.
He is. I knew it.
Seth Green doesn't believe in God.
Isn't he a Scientologist?
I don't think he is.
I believe he is.
No, he's not.
But that wouldn't make him an atheist.
Yes, it would.
Would it?
I think so, because L. Ron Hubbard. What?
Scientologists believe in God.
They believe in God.
L. Ron Hubbard is their God, isn't that none?
No, L. Ron Hubbard's not their God.
I think it is.
He's just a guy that wrote a few books.
A few books.
Did you? You colored a few
books. Get all defensive. I could be an atheist. Like nobody said you couldn't. Bob Barker, ladies and gentlemen. Edgar, Bob Barker, the host of TV's Price is Right.
Who is in, now bear with me on this, he's in Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, yes. Very good.
Okay, I'd say he's not an atheist.
Not an atheist. Michael?
He's already bored.
Michael, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
What?
I say he is.
You say he is. What an odd pause that was. Were you Googling Bob Barker and Jesus and seeing if it ever popped up together? Sarah, what do you think?
I bet he's not an atheist.
You know what Bob Barker does like? He wants people to neuter their pets, spay their pets.
I was thinking that myself.
Yeah.
All about animals.
He lives in the neighborhood where I live, and it is curiously free of stray cats.
Interesting.
That's why I think he may live there.
I wonder if he gets drunk if you have to watch yourself if you're walking down the street.
If he gets
drunk and you're walking down the street and he just remembers somebody has to be neutered or spayed and he sees you.
Rushes me, knocks me down, and clips.
I mean, he could take Sandler, so Kev.
Let's see what's behind zipper number one. Nuts, they're coming off. Guess what? Bob Barker is not an atheist. That was not a shocker.
Hey, who said not?
Who said
I
no?
I said no.
Sarah definitely said not. John Goodman? Edgar?
I'd say he's not an atheist.
Michael?
I'd say he's not an atheist.
Sarah? Don't be a contrarian.
All right, he's not an atheist.
Bingo, he's not an atheist. John Goodman, he believes in the one true Christ.
He was in Blues Brothers 2000. Of course he believes in God.
He better after that, because he's already been to hell. Listening to the Kevin Smith Show on the Talk Station. This is Kevin Smith, and we're playing Atheist or Not with our very special guest, Edgar Wright, and with our phone-in very special guest, Sarah, from the Sarah No Name Show on Alice Radio. Sarah, what's your last name again?
Clark.
Sarah Clarkey. Jason Mewes, of course.
Am I not a special guest? Or?
You're a regular.
I'm a co-host.
You're Stuttering John to the
Better
show.
Better than.
If I may allude to another radio show.
Oh.
We're going to send you out on the street to interview cats.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I'll do that.
You dig
and
that?
And then take over the
show.
Do I
get paid?
And Brian Lynch, you would be Freddie Norris if we can.
Oh, good.
Sometimes you got to explain.
Funny voices.
Totally. And come in with sound effects.
Can I do a momentary fanboy and say that, like, I love all your movies, Kevin Smith?
And Shaun of the Dead is probably one of my most recent awesome movies.
Yeah. Hey. Michael's don't give him a shout out, dude. You're competing against him. Psych him out. Be like, your movie sucked.
I loved Winnie the Pooh. You know, while we're on that.
Thank you. I created Winnie the Pooh.
Token shout out to you.
Oh, I didn't create. Oh.
You got nothing.
I know. Oh, what about.
If you like Kevin's movies, you like Jay.
Yeah. I mean, Jason Mewes. I mean,
Jason Mewes, I've heard of you.
You're that guy.
I love you.
Yeah.
That movie you wrote.
Hey,
fake one.
You guys, can we speed this up? I really have to pee.
Oh, come on.
Sarah, take us into the bathroom with you, because that would be hot radio.
Oh, yeah.
If you sprinkle when you tinkle. Please
hey, do you really like Morris Day in the time?
Of course.
Let's play the game, Michael. Stay on target.
This game is like
stay on
hours.
Target.
It's the longest
Heidi
game.
Fleiss, Edgar. Hollywood Madam.
Oh, I'd say she's an atheist.
Okay. Michael?
Wow.
I'm don't weigh your not. Answer this heavily, sir.
Just answer.
Such I'm a dramatic pause.
Not. She's not.
You say she's not? Sarah?
Not an atheist.
Tinkles? What do you say?
Shh.
Awesome.
Hot.
Let's listen.
Yeah, I heard it.
No, you can't.
I totally. And I heard a little.
Oh. I hear puppy. Are you tinkling on a puppy? I do that too.
We're gonna watch it.
Sarah, what do you say?
I said an atheist.
You say what?
Not an atheist.
You say Heidi Fleiss is not an atheist. Guess what, Sarah? Not only have you relieved yourself, but you're also right. Heidi Fleiss is not an atheist.
Well, we got a break.
Do we have to break?
Yes.
All right, we're going to break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk to Edgar Wright about, amongst other things, the brilliant Shaun of the Dead. And Sarah, thanks for calling in for the vote of confidence and for peeing on the radio for us. That was hot. Not literally on the radio, but... Kevin Smith Show on the talk station.
Hello, sir. It's the Kevin Smith Show on 97.1, the FM talk
getting
station.
Getting very tired of that liner. Hello, sir. It's the Kevin Smith Show and that music. God, I didn't
want that one again.
I spent 3 hours pulling up those music cues.
You should have tried them out somewhere instead.
No, I should have turned them into. I turned them into MP3s, and that was my problem. That was my fault. Technically, I'm an idiot. On so many different levels. You're listening to the Kevin Smith Show until we come up with a better title. What's the best title we have so far?
The best one, Not That Bad.
That's Muse's title. Let's go with that for now. You're listening to Not That Bad with Kevin Smith on Talk Station. And then right now we got with us Edgar Wright, the genius behind Shaun of the Dead. And what's the next movie you're going to do?
Oh, well, hopefully the working title is Hot Fuzz.
Oh, that sounds naughty.
It sounds like it could be in a different... Mind you, Blockbusters doesn't have that kind of an adult section, does it?
No.
So it wouldn't be in Blockbusters at all with that title?
No, you'll make it in.
Okay. But, yeah, that's the...
It's the content that I think they would block, not the
They
title.
Have a weird thing. I don't think they have this in the States, but they have a weird thing in the UK where, with the certificate, the rating, they kind of say what's in the film. And with something like Harry Potter, it will have PG,
right.
And then it will say, contains mild peril.
Peril.
Which I think is that sort of, or something like Sahara, it would say 12 contains moderate action, which seems like the damning with faint praise. Contains moderate
Sahara,
action.
I would imagine would have been like 12 contains nothing interesting.
Contains pecs.
Right.
What did it say for your movie, for Shaun of the Dead?
It said rated 15 for zombie gore and violence and strong language, which I was pretty pleased about.
Brian Lynch just rejoined us.
Thanks.
And he's quizzing. Well, one question doesn't necessarily make
I'm sorry for the grilling.
The grilling? I thought this was a puff piece.
It was kind of a puff piece. So, Shaun of the Dead, brilliant film. I love it. And so many people do. A lot of filmmakers love that movie. I remember last time we were talking, you were like, you were genetically predisposed to like that movie, which was a line I stole from my Revenge of the Sith review.
Right.
And I was. But who were the other directors who got in touch with you over that flick?
Oh, we were we were very lucky on a sort of fanboy, geeky level because, you know, George Romero kind of, really dug it, and Sam Raimi and Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez, and it was amazing. And Stephen King, that was pretty wild.
Having the King, man.
The King, like being a big kind of like, you know, sort of teenage fan of The King, that was strange to get an email from him. Slightly sort of, you know, mysterious, enigmatic kind of one-line email. But yeah, no, it was fantastic. It was amazing. And Peter Jackson as well. It was really good.
Right.
And Kevin Smith.
Yeah, although that's the only time I ever get mentioned in the same breath with all those really good filmmakers. Why do the British always call him Tarantino as opposed to Quentin Tarantino?
I suppose he's one of those few film directors. There's not many film directors that like have a surname that's famous enough for you to know who it is. Like Cecil B. DeMille,
right?
Spielberg, Scorsese, Tarantino.
Totally.
Levant. Did Beethoven.
That's
Flintstone.
Brian Levant.
Kevin Smith here talking to Edgar Wright. We got Jason Mewes came back with us and Brian Lynch sitting over here. So the number, if you want to call in to talk to Edgar about Shaun of the Dead, which would be great because I'm tired of talking about show names and my stuff. Hey, there's a Simon Pegg question up there. The number is 888-9710. Call in and talk to this brilliant man right now. Let's like Bill on line 7. Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hello.
Old Bill.
Oh, Bill. It's Edgar. You got a Simon Pegg question, sir, for Edgar?
Yeah. What do you think about Simon getting pimped up on the new Doctor Who series in England?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but I was asked to direct Doctor Who as well, and I couldn't do it, which I was a big, big Doctor Who fan when I was a kid. But Simon is playing a baddie in it, playing a villain called the Editor. But because it's Doctor Who, he has to say, "I am the Editor." Because you have to pronounce the Tor in Doctor Who. It has to be Doctor, Editor. Right. But I haven't seen the albino haircut in it. I call him albino. That's all the whole thing off.
Didn't he have
even more. He's trying to get away from his ginger.
Right. Most people probably don't know that he's got that ginger rocking, unless they've seen Space.
He would call it Strawberry Bond. I would call it ginger.
Edgar and Simon, this great show, this fantastic show in the UK before Shaun of the Dead, and it was called Spaced. Which sounds vaguely sci-fi, but it's not at all. It's about people living in an apartment. And really great character stuff. Funny stuff. You're a really good director.
Thank you.
Visually oriented and funny.
Thank you.
I just got funny. I don't have visually oriented. and some people would argue that I don't even have...
I think you're funny.
Lynch.
What about Brian Levant?
You know what? He's good. Beethoven was the best work he's done, but Flintstones is nothing to shake your whatever at.
Flintstones is the only movie I've walked out of a movie theater from in the last 10 years.
Did you go to buy more tickets for the next show? Because you're calling your friends. You've got to check this out.
I basically bought more. I bought out the next show because the first 20, I was like, oh, God,
well,
this is amazing.
When a show is not as smart as the Flintstones TV show, or when a movie is not as smart as this TV show, you're screwed. Like it's.
Do you think the Flintstones film would have been better with a laugh track? Like the TV show.
Good point.
I think it would have been better without making the Flintstones movie.
Having made it at all. Yeah,
there was actually, I read this is really interesting to everybody. There was an article about the Flintstones where originally it was going to be about making the TV show Flintstones, and Freddie Barney were actors. And whenever
they're doing with Bewitched?
Bewitched, yeah, and there were prehistoric cameras, and that's why it looks like a cartoon. Because the cameras record like a cartoon.
If they'd have done that making of thing, but they kind of mixed up the making of the Flintstones with autofocus, and instead of it being... Then like
Fred
Flintstone
was really
been,
into pornography.
Exactly, like Bob Crane, and then he kind of would have been into sort of strange kind of semi-animated DIY porn thing going on.
Did you like it? I did.
Even though I don't...
It's out there.
I've never seen an episode of Hogan's Heroes in my life, and I loved autofocus.
It was actually a pretty good show. Let's talk to Sarah on line one. Sarah, what are you here, come here to blow up on Edgar Wright?
No.
So to speak.
I just can't get enough of you. I should have just hung up. I was on hold going, I shouldn't even call back in, but I have a name for the show.
Oh, fantastic.
And I think it really works with Kevin and Jason and Lynch, and I should just hang up. It's Jay and Silent Bob Lynch Mob.
Let's listen to that.
Okay,
that is, you really
okay, I gotta go.
You should have hung up. Back to the bathroom with you.
That was bad. I'll see you later. Bye.
F off, Tinkles. speaking of remakes like Flintstones, you know they're remaking My Friend Flicka?
No.
You know My Friend? They're remaking it, right?
Yeah.
They've killed two horses in production. Isn't that weird?
It's worth it, though. I'm sure the movie will really...
It's fantastic. Really, but they maintain... I guess who is it that comes to your set? The FDCA or something?
PETA.
Well, not PETA.
How are the horses dying?
I don't... Mysteriously.
Like head down a pile of cocaine.
According to the American Humane Society, two horses have died in just 2 weeks on the set of the upcoming My Friend Flicka remake, starring Tim McGraw. Is he a country singer?
Yeah, and a murderer.
He's a murderer?
Well, of horses, I'm assuming. I don't mean to slander.
A rodeo horse died Monday while shooting a wild horse race scene, that's in quotes, at the Handsome Dam Equestrian Center in Los Angeles' San Fernando Valley, prompting production to briefly shut down. They shut down because a horse died. The equine actor, is the horse really an actor?
He is, and he does his own stunts, and I told him for years now it's going to come back to
haunt. But like saying the equine actor, it kind of delineates or sends the message that the horse chose to be an actor. And you know,
when his parents clearly got him into it at an early age.
I want to be this. This is me. This is who I am. The equine actor broke free from its handlers and tripped over a rope, breaking its neck. Oh. Horses are so fragile, aren't they?
And stupid.
Yeah, dummy. And a quarter horse was put down on April 11th after a trip during filming and broke its leg. Yeah, the horse, man, like basically it trips and it's all over. Yeah. It's all done.
So maybe not make that movie.
Yeah, don't you think it's cursed? It's kind of like Poltergeist.
One really of our finest horse actors are dying.
The movie Brain Trust, meanwhile, has issued a statement saying, "We are terribly saddened by the events that occurred. The production has taken every possible precaution and safety measure in shooting scenes where horses are involved." Apparently not.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Now, just bear with me on this. Like, explain My Friend Flicker.
My Friend Flicker is one of those old 50s horse movies.
Right.
Like
Champion the Wonder Horse.
Or National Velvet.
Right.
Or years later, The Black Stallion.
Yeah.
Basically, back in the 50s, throw a rock and you hit a horse film. There's some kid.
That's why they keep dying.
Horse. Totally. Horses hated that. Hated that horse films came back in vogue. You're listening to Not That Bad. The radio show. That's I'm pointing to you because Not That Bad. We're taking your title for the show so far.
Really?
Yeah, you're in the lead.
Really wasn't mine. Oh, yeah, it was.
It was kind of yours. Take credit.
Okay.
Not That Bad here on the talk station. Kevin Smith with you. Jason Mewes, Brian Lynch, our special guest, Edgar Wright. Edgar, zombie movies.
Yeah.
You probably get asked about them a lot, so we won't ask you here.
No, that's okay. You can ask away. You can ask anything you like.
Okay. Revenge of the Sith. Are you psyched?
Well, I haven't read your review because it said spoilers within.
Right.
But I got wind that you liked it.
Right.
So now I'm confused.
I know. Yeah, that was a bad segue. There are no zombies in it.
Oh. It's kind
of there are zombies waiting to see it. If you drive down Hollywood Boulevard, there are a bunch of cats camped out in front of the Grauman's Chinese Theater, and it's not even playing there.
I know.
And now they're holding a sign saying, "It started here, it should end here."
Yeah, because they're going to change their minds.
Basically.
Are they going to end up seeing The Longest Yard?
Probably. Yeah. Same weekend. I heard that those cats got tickets for the Arclight down the street.
So,
but they're still sitting there.
So seriously, go home. Like, enjoy your life.
I'll never understand.
No, I'm talking to you, Kevin. Go home. Enjoy your life.
I'm trying desperately. Can we talk about Maggie Gyllenhaal for a second?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Maggie Gyllenhaal said some stuff about, she said, in quotes, America was, in quotes, responsible in some way for the September 11th, 2001 attacks. She was one of these actors who really said something not very controversial.
Right,
that on a slow news day, they've turned into controversy. And you know controversy has reached a fever pitch when your fan website is shut down.
Oh, my God.
Fan website dedicated to Maggie Gyllenhaal shut down its bulletin board after the actress drew a storm of criticism for suggesting America was, quote, responsible in some way for the September 11th attacks. Can you imagine that?
Blanket Man Strikes Again.
Fan website www.maggie-gyllenhaal.net.
So that's open now if we want to get it?
Totally.
Fantastic.
Now we could put a boob website on it, which has no official links to the actress, said its server has been overloaded and crashed on Wednesday, a day after it was forced to take down a bulletin board due to the volume of critical message being left on it. So a bunch of people got on the board and were like, "Oh, you jerk."
Yeah, they're going to change some minds.
Did you see Secretary?
Yes.
Good movie.
Had some peeing in it.
Couldn't it? Oh, you can't talk about that on the radio, apparently. Edgar, did you see Secretary?
I did. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I think sort of. Is there any link between her comments and the fact that, like, Jake Gyllenhaal was, you know, in The Day After Tomorrow? That's what I want to know.
There may be a conspiracy there. There may be. Next up, we're going to take some phone calls, which we've been doing pretty much all night. And we're going to play News Askew, which is where we talk about news, which we've been pretty much doing all night.
Weird news.
We're all over the place
Weird
tonight.
News.
Come back and hear us chat some more on Not That Bad.
Yeah.
The Kevin Smith Show here on Talk Radio. Talk Station.